everyone. I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's always up to something good towards mankind. Now, last week we were talking about, we've been talking about end times and how hard it is for people to change their thought process. But the Lord will help you make transition. That's what came up in my heart today, transition. That's the time between you're changing your opinions from one thing to something greater. And the Lord will always help you transition. He understands that we need Him, that we need His Word, and we have to understand it correctly. God loves us, and He always will. It doesn't change because of circumstances. But He gave us His Word, and we have to learn to live by His Word. As we learn to live by His Word, we automatically not only transition in our lives, but those who see us every day, they're able to see what works, and then they're able to choose to transition themselves. When you're a Christian and you live the life of God, you know, the Lord Jesus said that you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Light gives people example, and salt gives people preservation. People that normally wouldn't go to heaven will, because they see the way you live, or they reject the God that loves you if you don't live according to the Word. Our sins cannot hurt God. God is immune to whatever man does. Our sins hinder others, and that hurt God's heart when He see His people go to hell and lose in eternity. Don't think that God will he will hate you, or, you know, be angry. He'll be angry at sin, of course, but His love won't change. He won't hate you because of what you've done. And if you're trying to walk by faith and learn His ways, He will help you. And statistically, you'll probably fail along the way, but that's not the end of it. See, we may fall short, but God will help us to regroup and go forward. Just don't backslide. Don't give up on God. And don't stop persevering. But be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, because it's worth it. The reason when you opposition comes when you start obeying God is because Satan is afraid of the progress that you're making. One Christian that will obey God and live right will affect many people throughout the years. And I went to I heard about a funeral. A girl died young in Bessemer. And at her funeral, there were so many people at her funeral. And then they got saved at the funeral. Because one person that will obey God and just love God, that doesn't mean that you got to be the best preacher in the world or the most outstanding person in the world. You may not even seem to be the smartest person in the world. But when you love God, that speaks volumes to people. And people can see the character side of a person. They can see your character transition. Our thought process can transition just like our character transition. Now, when people go to churches and they believe the way they believe, when they have good, strong character, they win souls easier. But when people don't... when they compromise and try to live according to two systems, Satan's systems and God's system, it doesn't work. It causes people to scatter. Now, when people teach falsely, that hinders people. But a compromised life turns people off. That's just the way it is. If you're a man or a woman of God, be a man or a woman of God. Let the character of God be first, because we're here to represent Him. If I'm tempted to represent myself, I have to go pray. If somebody get me angry, if I get angry over something, I deal with it so that I can be faithful. If I'm very angry, I don't trust myself to be faithful. I go somewhere else and start praying and ask the Lord to help me deal with the problem faithfully. Use what you have. If you have a relationship with the Lord, talk to Him. Transition with Him. And every time I went in His presence and asked Him to help me, I would learn something that would bless me for the rest of my life. And I can truly say that. Every time I go in His presence and learn something, I get stronger and I see things more accurately and I'm more motivated to do it then than if I didn't go in His presence. We're not righteous because it's not from us. Our righteousness came as a grace given by God. And a grace is a gift that was given to you that you cannot earn, and nor do you deserve it. The only reason I'm righteous is because I believed on Jesus and He gave me a brand new heart, which enabled me to please Him. So I'm not going to go pick the world back up. Every day I endeavor to continually eat off the tree of life, which is studying the Word of God, hearing God's Word. Jesus said, every man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of His mouth. So every word that proceeds out of His mouth is our tree of life. And all the alternatives is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now look at the way that He worded Satan's kingdom. The knowledge of good and evil. Because when Satan comes to you, he's not going to come to you in evil first. He always comes to you with something good first. All the time. And then evil follows the lying good that he spoke of. All the time. So everything that he's going to come looking good. He's going to come seeming good. And he's probably going to come trying in some ways doing good. But when you swallow that pill, when you eat that fruit, death always follows. Evil always follows Satan's brand of good. So the Lord was honest with Adam. He exposed an enemy. He didn't say this is the tree of evil. Because he knew Satan wouldn't come to you in the form of evil. He always dresses lies up and spray perfume on them. But over time they start stinking because it's rotten. And you can't live according to His word. You will suffer. Well, preacher, I'm a Christian and I suffer all the time. That's because you walked on the battlefield. When you took on the name of Christ, you walked on the battlefield. When you love people that are hard to love, you're on the battlefield. And the suffering you're doing, it comes from Satan and not God. And the preachers that say Satan, God gives you problems to teach you something, that's not true. The problems were going to come anyway. Yeah, but when I was a sinner, I didn't have these problems. That's because you were not a threat. Well, I wish I could live without fighting. You're going to get beat up. Either you're going to learn to fight and live, or you're going to get boogered up. And if you didn't get saved, you were going to get boogered up anyway. Evil was going to follow your future. Evil always follows any form of deception. And all the people that believe wrong, the false religions of the world. And good people are involved with these things. And the mindsets of opposition. People, you know, now political people that we care about and love, you know, they promote gay and lesbian relationships. And then they say, if we say something about it, you're hateful. No. They can call me hateful all they want. I know for a fact that I love everybody, and I'm not trying to prove it. But I'm not going to sit back and let a person go to hell believing a lie without saying something. Because some of the people out there that have gotten involved with gross sin and being homosexuality, fornication, adultery, lying, robbing, these are gross sins. It's evil. It's all evil. Even if you don't like me, it's still evil. And God sent Jesus to die for you, to save you from that junk. And if you keep eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to find out what the old preacher talking about. Evil will follow that lifestyle. And all those lifestyles. 100% of the time. And then you'll see your children doing worse than you. Because you're leaving them great tall hurdles to jump over. It doesn't have to happen. You can choose life and go forward. Or you can choose death and go to hell. And all the religions that teach wrong, that teach that Jesus is not Lord and he's not the Savior, they can't help you. And good people are trapped by these things. Some children are grown up in a house where they teach these things. And they're forbidden and ostracized if they believe on Jesus. They get kicked out of the family and sometimes killed. Well, preacher, how do you feel about that? I hate that kind of stuff. Well, what about the people? I love the people. They're just doing wrong. And they think they're doing right. I don't hate people. Yeah, but you're going to hurt their feelings. The fire of hell will hurt a man's feelings or a woman's feelings. I'm going to preach life, whether they like it or not. I'm after people that want to know God. Most people heard the lie before they heard the truth. I'm giving you the truth. The word of God is true. It's our new tree of life. You eat off it, you live forever. It's that simple. We have to transition. Now, Apostle Paul transitioned. Last week we talked about chapter 8. He was holding the coat for Stephen. And then he was taught under the law. He's thought a certain way. And he believed a certain way. And his advice was a certain way. And he thought he could go out and kill Christians because he had a right to. Now, I am a Christian, raised by a Christian man and woman. My parents were Christian people. It's not my place to make a person believe anything. And I definitely won't kill a person or have them kill or do anything to hurt anybody that disagree with me. That's called murder. God gave everybody a choice. If he gave Adam a choice, I don't have the right to take that choice from them. And I don't want to. I preach for God. I preach what he will do. If you want to go to heaven, he invited you to go. But you got to go believing on Jesus in order for it to be legal. And if you can't go legally, you just can't go. End of story. But his love runs deep. He loved us when we were rejecting him. Because all mankind are guilty of the same sin. When we believe on Jesus, we are counted righteous. And we're made righteous. He makes us, our spirit man, brand new. And sin can't dominate your life anymore. Yeah, but Christians sin. That's because they choose to, like Adam did. Not because they're driven to it. Sinners cannot stop. Christians who believe on Jesus and were sincere, they believe from their heart, they can stop. And they should. And with good teaching, they'll renew their mind and stop. And I thank God for that. But if you choose to transition and learn from the Lord, you're doing your future a favor. You're gonna be glad you did. Everything that I learned from the Lord, it makes my life better. And then at the same time, when I learn something new, I see what's wrong with what's old. Then I reject the old information that did me no good. And people transition at different speeds. Some people are more educated and they transition slower. Some people are more educated and they transition faster. It depends on the person and how they reach out to God. Some people are satisfied with the knowledge they already have and they're not trying to transition. They're just trying to eat every day. And God's not going, he's not mad at you. If you want to live better, you got to transition according to the Word of God. If you want to live longer, and some people do, some don't. You're free in Him. You're free in the Lord. You do what you want to do. As long as you're not sinning, God doesn't have a problem with you. But if you want to take people to heaven with you, you're going to have to follow Him. If you want victory throughout your life, you're just going to have to seek God and obey Him. You're going to have to endeavor and fight the good fight. Don't fight a lousy fight, because then you'll lose. You'll get beat up in life. You don't need to do that. If you don't fight, you'll probably go to heaven faster, because Satan will probably set you up to take you out. But God needs you here. And the body of Christ needs you here. Your children need you here. And the people that would get saved by your life need you here. And they need you to be healthy. Uh-oh, we're out of time. But God is not here. Still train those who seek Him and who love His ways. Now, till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.